Minog is a minog. Chamishi of this week's parsha. Torah speaks in the midst of the parshat Moadim, Rav Zev spoke about yesterday, and the Torah reaches a different Yom HaZikaron than the one we've been speaking about the last couple of days. Daber el bnei Yisrael emor b'chodesh ha-shvi'i b'echad l'chodesh yelachem shabbaton zichron trua mikra kodesh kol melechet avodah lo ta'asu v'hikraftem yishev Hashem. The first day of the seventh month, what we call Rosh Hashanah, it will be a day of shabbaton, zichron trua, remembrance of trua. And here, Ramban, in what I consider to be, and I think I've spoken to some of you, certainly the returning Talmidim of the Yeshiva, I've definitely said it to them, but I think to the current Talmidim as well, this the Ramban on this Pasuk is what I consider to be a literacy piece. You can't view yourself, if you will, as a literate Torah Jew if you're not familiar with this Ramban. The Ramban speaks of the notion of what Shabbaton is, and it's a lengthy Ramban, I'm not going to go into it in detail, but the Ramban speaks of what a Chag and what Shabbat is all about. The Ramban says that this is indeed the mitzvat aseh, Shabbaton, of every Chag and of every Shabbat, to understand what it is. When we think of Chagim, when we think of Shabbatot, and we try to define it, the first thing that pops into our minds is the Isur Melacha. And the Ramban says that the Isur Melacha, the Lo Ta'aseh, is built upon the foundation of Shabbaton, of understanding what the day of rest is supposed to truly mean, the meaning of the day, the motif of the day. And a person along the lines, he even draws the comparison to his even more famous piece at the beginning of last week's parsha, Parshat Kedoshim, where he says that one can be a naval b'rishut ha-Torah, so he says that one can not violate the Shabbat and not keep the Shabbat at all, because missing the idea of Shabbaton. The notion of what a Chag is, and each Chag is different, and each Shabbat is different, but what that the core of the Shabbat, understanding the Ruach of that, that is found here, the source in this Pasuk, of Zichron Trua on the one hand, of remembering, of understanding, of understanding the spirit of the day, and parlaying that into actuality through the idea of Shabbaton. This has special relevance, I think, to Yom HaAtzmaut. Over the course of the last few days, I've taken advantage of a little time to review different, they're now online, so it's much easier to review different sichot of my Rosh Yeshiva, of Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal and Rav Amital Zatzal for Yom HaAtzmaut. And I couldn't help but noticing how, as the different years passed, how the themes changed. It's a work in progress. The idea that we have, the Yom HaAtzmaut that we have on this 71st anniversary, is not the same as it was 71 years ago. The feeling, the people who were in the shadow of the camps coming and having that first Yom HaAtzmaut, hearing Ben-Gurion declare the state. So it's an emotion that I certainly cannot imagine. but it's evolved and changed. And in one of the sikhot that I was reading, and it was what struck me so much about it was the year that it was given. It was given in 1974, the year after the Yom Kippur War, when perhaps at no other time since 1948 has Israel been so close to being wiped off the map. And I was expecting, when I saw the year, to find a kind of sikha, this was a Ramital sikha, of dread, or of great thanksgiving having come from that, and he said something else altogether. He quoted psukim that we read today. And he said, psukim that we say every Shabbat as part of the expanded Psukei de Zimra. Hodu Lashem b'chinor b'nevel asur zamru lo, shiru lo shir chadash, heitivu nagen b'trua. Ki yashar devar Hashem v'chol ma'aseyu be'emuna. Sing to him a new song, a different song. Heitivu nagen b'trua. The Gemara in Erchin quotes this pasuk. What does it mean, a shir chadash? The Gemara says that in the Beit HaMikdash, so the harps of the Levim had seven strings. And the Gemara says that in, quoting Rabbi Yehuda, that in the time of the Mashiach, they will have eight strings. And in the time of Olam Haba, it'll have 10 strings. And it quotes this idea, Shiru Lashem Shir Chadash. Song, praise, the themes themselves, the motifs, they change with the times. And to understand who you are, who we are, where we stand, where we've come from, and where we're going. You know, I dare say there might even be one person here, maybe in 10 years, when Be'ezrat Hashem, I'm speaking to the Bnei HaYeshiva, I would say probably the majority of them will be at that point. But there may very well be someone here whose grandfather, whose grandparents don't remember a world without a state of Israel. Right? Not that they don't remember it, that's me. Not that their parents don't remember it, that's just about everyone here. But that their grandparents don't even remember it. And so, thank you, Ari, for raising me. That this is the world, this isn't the same world as 1948, it's not the same world as 1974. It changes and develops. The Shabbaton of Yom HaAtzma'ut changes and develops. And when I look around this Beit Midrash and I see, you know, and we welcome back the Bogrim of the Yeshiva that have, you know, made Aliyah and they even are bringing their children into the Beit Midrash. So you know you have a different shir. It's a shir chadash. We have been granted this wonderful, wonderful gift. We have been granted this wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And each year, the opportunity is different. Each year, that gift is a shir chadash. And you hear that song, that we should be zoche, that we should be able to appreciate that, and to be able to adapt ourselves to that Shabbaton, the new theme, the Zichron Truah, which always resonates, but that the Shabbaton should continue to evolve and to change, to reflect the new brachot that we are given every year.
Shkoyach, everyone. Everyone is invited.